No, I can't stress it, I can't stress it, I can't stress it, no. I know you niggas tired from all that flexing, I can't stress it, no. Hey, baby girl lying about them feelings, but I can't stress it, no. I keep blowing pressure, I can't stress it, I can't stress it, no. No, I can't stress it, I can't stress it, I can't stress it, no. I keep running up that check, they messing, so I can't let them know. No, I can't worry about what no nigga get, cause I want me some more. No, I can't stress it, I can't stress it, I can't stress it, no.
100 bands, my goal, I ain't buying no clothes. Bitch, niggas talk fast, that dick ride won't last. You came to me, I ain't asked for nothing with this, I been in my bag. Little nigga say he got the bag, congratulations, I ain't mad. I'm a solid nigga, I don't brag, I rather trap on myself. To the bullshit, I'm deaf, to that whole shit, I'm blind. Got your baby mom on my line, I ain't even lying, she fine. Say that nigga fucked up her mind, should've left the nigga 3 times. But they ain't even my business though, tell the truth, she been a hoe. Tell me what you nothing in it for, tell me what you even in this for. I done started 10 summers ago, I'ma need me 300 or more. I'ma need me some guns or smoke, running laps till I'm under the floor. Find another lane, nigga, this mine, B-Squad, I'm with Bolo and Brian. Free my kinfolk, 15-5, fuck shades, I'ma look in your eyes. Walk down, I don't even drive, thank God, then I close your eyes. Play a son, they ain't even surprised, that's on Mark Jr. and Dudley Drive. No, I can't stress it, I can't stress it, I can't stress it, no. I know you niggas tired from all that flexing, I can't stress it, no. Hey, baby girl lying about them feelings, but I can't stress it, no. I keep blowing pressure, I can't stress it, I can't stress it, no. No, I can't stress it, I can't stress it, I can't stress it, no. I keep running up that check, they messing, so I can't let them know. No, I can't worry about what no nigga get, cause I want me some more. No, I can't stress it, I can't stress it, I can't stress it, no.
Most people don't give good advice.
I think most people do give good advice.
Think about that. Most people?
I don't hear a lot of people giving no fucking advice. That's the thing. Who you hear giving some fucking advice? Not nobody.
You know, everybody got advice on social media.
Everybody be like, I don't even give a fuck. If it ain't about me, I don't give a fuck.
Everybody on social media got give advice.
That's where you don't need to be in to be looking for no. That's what you talking about. Most people, if that's where they are, yeah, I agree.
Man.
100. Stay the fuck off of there.
Alright, T the fucking man. T the fucking man podcast. I got Princess with me.
Period.
Y'all know we finna be stupid. Anytime Princess
like
here.
Alright,
look. But today, I wanted to bring a female in and get a perspective on some of this shit I've been seeing from niggas.
Okay.
You know, most of the time when I talk to niggas, I be like, I be trying to tell niggas, nah, man, that ain't how you get the bitch. This how you get the bitch. They ain't listening to me.
What you think I'm about to come up in here and sprinkle some jewels for the niggas?
You got to tell me something. They don't listen to me.
I wouldn't listen to you.
You know, most of these niggas feminists and shit anyway, they listen to y'all.
No, most... You really don't want me to say what I want to say. Most of these niggas really just want to be a bitch. They don't listen to us. They want to be
us. Oh, we going to get there.
So they imitate us.
I got that on the list, too.
But that don't mean that they ask, like, no, that it's still not giving what it's supposed to be giving.
But I just be seeing dudes doing search. I be like, man, maybe they need a female to see it. Maybe they think I'm just cap or whatever. But look, first of all, I want to start off by saying rest in peace to Takeoff.
R.I.P.
That was sad.
That was sad.
As a motherfucker.
What you think about it?
I spoke on that shit today. He was set up, but it wasn't. You know, everybody on the internet like to do conspiracy theory shit.
Yeah. You don't think it was what people.
It ain't no motherfucking conspiracy theory. A lot of these people don't. You know, I know your brother.
First of all, why you had to say it like that?
Because I'm getting somewhere. You know, we different.
Yeah.
You know, niggas don't be from the street for real. So these niggas don't know how shit go. Nigga, when you in a shootout, nigga, you'll swear you been sitting there for 30 minutes. It's only been 3 seconds, boy. And nigga, on my mama, nigga, with your back up against that motherfucking car and them bullets hitting the other side of that car where that car's shaking, you ain't gonna move, boy.
So you think you...
But look, what I'm saying is, a lot of people don't be from the street, so they don't know what it's like to be in a shootout or no situation like that. You know, people saying Jay Prince and all them, Rap-A-Lot set the shit up. No, man, it was just some dirty niggas around, some niggas with some money. They saw they one in a lifetime chance to come up. And they went for it, kid. I know niggas like that.
I hate that type of shit, though. I ain't even
real. We all done seen it before. You be at a party, be some, it be one nigga with the money, and there's some niggas over here. You know these niggas. They plotting on him. They gonna get him for the night over with.
But then... What does it take for us to be bitter than that type of shit, though? Because...
Money.
Too many people... like are losing their lives behind.
Black people need money. Like, that's why I don't understand how
black
niggas.
Black people don't need money. Black people need to learn how to handle the money that they got.
No, listen. The only way you ever get experience with anything, you gotta have it in your fucking hand first. You gotta be in it. You gotta have it. I can't experience nothing that ain't around.
But do you? How far you think you gonna come up off of another nigga money and pocket it?
No, what I'm saying is, I was going like, that's why I don't understand black people that don't fight for reparations. Black people need reparations because we need an economic balance in America. We don't have no economic power.
I'm for the reparations, honey.
I want my motherfucking check for
sure.
I'm
for my reparations, honey. Okay. I ain't never worked on a plantation a day in my life, but shit.
My people did.
Exactly. And I'm for that shit.
Man, look,
I'm just saying.
Everybody else got they shit for whatever happened to them. And we done went through the worst shit ever.
And still going through it, though.
Straight up. So, but yeah, niggas need money. That's the only thing that's gonna keep niggas from killing each other and all the dumb shit. You know what I'm saying?
But
money.
I don't think that's the case because, hold on, let me say this. Niggas be getting money. Nigga, all the niggas in the hood know how to scam. These niggas, when PPP loans first came out, you can't tell me when most of that shit probably
look here,
was
look here,
for
look
fucking
here.
Niggas.
If my daughter had the resources,
like, come on,
she could have got a fucking PPP loan. That's how easy it was to get the shit.
But that's
them people weren't smart.
To get that shit.
No, they just knew somebody.
I think their ass was set up, but at the end of the day, it was a whole bunch of black people that was signing up to get some PPP
but
loans.
But that wasn't an economic balance. We don't need a $10,000 check. We don't need a $20,000 check.
Look what you do with the money, though.
I need a $350,000 check.
But look what you do with the money, though. Oh. If you don't know how to spend money correctly, it don't matter how much money come in your hand, you ain't gonna never hang on to it. So black people don't need just reparation. We need reparation, but we also need somebody to come in and teach us how to be financially responsible.
No, niggas ain't gonna do that.
This
was going to happen with the reparation. They going to give us the money, and 65% of niggas going to get the money right back to the economy. They going to buy Gucci.
It is true.
They going to buy all that shit.
Man,
but listen, them niggas going to have to bump their heads, and then they going to come to niggas like me, and they going to humble themselves, ask for a job, and I'm going to show you how to handle money. This is how you had to learn the hard way. I've been studying this shit my whole life. You had to learn the hard way. That's how that's going to go. They going to have to learn the hard way. But first thing first, give them their fucking money.
I want the money too. I ain't gonna lie. Give me that.
Yeah, niggas, I already know it's gonna be niggas buying a bunch of weed, stupid ass car, whole bunch of dumb shit. Nobody.
They did with that PPP loan though.
Well, what?
I know a whole bunch of people that got that shit.
I knew the motherfucker that would help a motherfucker get the motherfuckers.
I know some of them hoes too.
Man, listen, whole hood hot.
Hell, get. These niggas charging so much money just to foul that shit, and they paying that shit. They want that money so bad.
Oh, mama. But listen, let me get back on top. I'm high. Takeoff, right? I wanted to get a woman's perspective on it. How important is it for a woman to keep their man away from some shit like that? I know females that'll tell a nigga, listen, man, you can't be around these folks. What you do? What?
No, you can't.
You think the right woman can save a real nigga from the streets?
Yes and no.
I know some people that say, man, you gotta get you a woman. Woo, woo, woo.
No, I don't think that because shit, you got some women that's willing to go to the trenches with you. You know that's about their life.
I said the
or
right
at least
bitch.
Willing to play like they about their life just so you can feel comfortable about the shit that you're doing. I mean, I say yes and no. I mean, I can't really say that if you do get a woman, like all that shit gonna change because shit, I feel like this as an individual, it's really up to yourself whether you really want to change or not. Now, maybe if you do get the right woman in your life, you may be willing to change or rearrange some things for this woman. But shit, come on now. Anybody, that situation right there could have been anybody. I don't know how true it is, but it was stated to be a private party with about 45 to 50 people there, which means that on both sides, whether it's Jay Prince side or Quavo them side, you got your people there, they got their people there. It's a private party. Y'all should know everybody that's up in this bitch. And how long y'all fucking been like fucking drug dealers and gangsters and toting nines? How the fuck you don't know how to shoot?
Oh no! Whoever shot Takeoff knew how to shoot.
They
shot at point blank range, nigga. They shot that nigga point blank range.
But that's just how they put it out there in the media, like it was an accident. It was a spray.
My thing is always
somewhere.
This, right?
Mysterious.
I don't never hear nobody say shit like this. And this is something that's wrong with black folks. We don't want to look at each other. I know folks always say, oh, I don't like people that think they better than the next person and all that shit. My thing is this. What are the dirty ass jack boys doing in a $1 million party? It's supposed to be all millionaire niggas, nothing but money. Nigga, you ain't got to rob me for no jury. You got your own motherfucking jury.
But it ain't about just all millionaires, because niggas still have an entourage and everybody in their entourage ain't making $1 million. But you got some niggas that's going to be a part of your shit that's willing to do some shit. Like, they ain't making $1 million, but they most definitely getting paid.
It's different. It's different from being with a nigga that got the strap.
Just said.
But he still, it's just, I'm talking about the niggas that's there to do grimy shit.
I don't know, because I just want to know what really happened.
If everybody in there had money, it wouldn't have been no problem like that. You know what I mean? If everybody had their reparations.
But does that say that why the fuck niggas can't get together in a fucking party and not?
Oh, I got the answer for that. I got the answer for that. My granddaddy told me when I was like 10 years old.
Even if it's masculinity shit where somebody trying to, you know, make it seem like they got way more money than the other person or something. Like, why something always got to pop out? Why we gotta be fighting and shooting shit?
My granddaddy told me when I was young, niggas is niggas, man. You need to get around some black people. Nigga is something that white folks created. It's a stereotypical of name. White folks created that shit, and niggas believed it and acted out the shit that they were saying we was. We was never that shit.
We need to stop that shit.
You let some motherfuckers tell you who you were, and you believe that shit.
And we need to stop people from hanging around us that's doing shit like that. I can't stand hanging around an ignorant ass nigga.
Who talk about black? Who talk about black on black crime more than anybody?
Hell, black folks.
White folks.
Shit, I know a lot of black folks that speak about black on black. But you know, that is true. That is a lot of
I'm talking about on a global scale. White folks promote black on black crime. And we believe it.
Well, see, I thought you said who speak on it, like who's speaking against it.
No, who promote it, who speak on white on black crime. Every time you say something about black folks, well, black on black crime, white folks promote that shit.
I mean, but then it's up to niggas to be able to differentiate between that shit. Like, come on now. We don't got to get pulled into that shit. We already know that's type of shit they gonna spit out every time. But it's just like, shame on your ass for every time getting looped in that shit or that propaganda that they ass spitting out there. Like, come on now, my nigga. It's 2022. If
so
you
let
don't
me ask you this.
That shit,
let me ask you this again. Can the right woman save a man from that shit?
We talking about the dope game.
Just
like that type
just,
of shit.
Just nigga shit, period.
Yeah. I mean, but then what is like just nigga shit? Because, you know, hanging out with your nigga ass friends doing hood shit, like, you know, like busting on some niggas, selling drugs and all that type of shit. Hell no, nah, can't no right woman change them, no nigga from that type of situation.
You saying he's stuck in?
I'm not saying he's stuck there, but I'm just, like I said, and I'm going to keep saying it. If he does not want to do better, he's not going to do better. Nobody can make you do what you don't want to do. Like, how many times we done seen bitches try to make a nigga stop cheating? Like, he ain't gonna stop doing that shit unless he want to. Like, and that's just with any scenario. That's not just on cheating, but that's just with people in general. No one's going to stop doing what they don't want to stop doing until they want to stop doing it. It don't matter how many good people, because how many good people that got fucked over by somebody like that because they trying to come in there and change somebody. You can't change nobody. You gotta let them people be whoever the fuck they want to be. Shit, I don't think you can change is if you want to deal with them people. Them type of people you just can't be fucking with. If that's not the type of lifestyle you want to live.
If you was in a relationship with a dude like that, how long would you stay with him before you leave?
Man, you know what? I can't even lie. I would never be in a relationship like that. And the only reason why I say I can't even lie, hold on, let me tell you this. Because I have said so much shit about all my friends that be fucking with drug dealers. And especially when they, like, you know, some shit pop off or transpire. And it's like, damn, like, what the fuck I told your ass? Like, me personally, I've never wanted to be with a drug dealer.
You never dated one?
I've never dated a drug dealer. Do you know a drug dealer that I've dated?
I don't know nobody that.
Okay, because I was going to say, shit, you was looking like you knew something I ain't know about myself. Shit, I've never dated a drug dealer. Ever.
Ever?
No, I ain't never dated a drug dealer. That shit ain't never just, it ain't never, like, I got too much to lose. You know, I got kids. I would never put myself in that predicament.
So look, I always want to ask a woman this. So like when you meet a dude, I always heard she say this shit like they fail for the potential in a nigga. What is that?
Love.
No, they say they fell into the potential. They fell in love with love. They saw potential in the nigga.
Love.
They saw love in the nigga?
Listen, let me tell you something. Bitches, they, like you just said, women are leading with their emotions. Okay. If I meet a nigga in 3 days, okay, and I mean, I ain't never did this, but I do know. I had to take that shit back.
That's wild. That's short crazy. Range, my
but
nigga.
I
what you finna do in 3 days?
But I'm telling you, though, I know a lot of females that get with a nigga and just be like, oh my goodness, I like him so much. Like, oh my goodness.
Days?
Listen, hell yeah, in 3 days, shit. By the end of the month, nigga, you in love. And so you don't give a fuck about none of that shit. All the red flags that come up after that month, you wouldn't have, like,
hey,
you don't give a fuck about that
why,
shit.
Why folks be so quick to just be in love with a motherfucker?
Because I mean, who don't want to be in love? You the only person. Matter of fact, come on, everybody except for you wants to be in love. You the only motherfucker don't want to be in love. Hold on, when you are loved correctly and you're loving correctly, who would not want to be in a situation like that? But most of these people be saying they should be loved. They should be toxic as fuck. They ass wouldn't even know how to spell.
I just don't understand how a motherfucker
just be emotional.
Just meet a motherfucker and just jump to some love shit. I don't understand. No, I don't know you,
listen,
man.
Let me tell you something. But let me say this. Okay, yeah. Because this is how I am. And my friends hate that shit because they be like, you so fucking friendly. Like,
as
you.
Fuck.
I am. But let me tell you this. And I'm not saying like I lead with love. But like me personally, like I don't, even outside of like my family, like my friends, like. I do, like, I don't care. You'll have to prove me wrong before I just start looking at the world like it's everybody else's issue. So I ain't gonna say I lead with love, but I do kind of lead with my emotions, and I love people. Like, why else are we here if we're not here to love up on people? And I love talk to people. I love to, like, you know. So yes, I think, like I said, if it's done correctly, like, shit, you can.
So you think the purpose of life is
love on all levels?
The part about the people.
What about the people? What do you mean, what about the people? Individually, if you love yourself, then what do you mean? Why do you see it being a bad thing to love people if you love yourself?
I'm not saying that.
If you love yourself correctly, you're going to love
yourself. I'm not a motherfucker that's wishing that a fucking school blow up or no shit.
You ain't wishing that a school blow up, but you like, fuck these bitches.
No,
I don't want to be in a relationship.
It's like, I don't know you. It's just people.
You don't have to know, but that's why we here, to get to know people.
Listen. You know how you be seeing the horror stories on the news? Motherfucker that got kidnapped, picked up off the road and all this shit. Man,
you need to stop watching this shit.
No, this real life. This the news. Shit that you see on TV.
This the shit that the news wants you to watch.
This real life shit, man.
It don't matter if it's real life shit or not, but this the shit that they put out there for you to watch.
But I'm just
saying,
motherfuckers get caught in situations like that on some, oh, you know, hey, people is people. And no, man, this is a crazy person.
I mean, but listen, though, come on now.
At least,
like, you ain't finna go get up there. You not, somebody pull up with a fucking van right there and tell you they got some fucking candy in their van. You finna get up in that fucking van. Come on now.
Me?
Yes, you, nigga, you. Are you finna get in that fucking van?
No.
No, exactly. So you have common sense. So what does that have to do with love,
no.
though? You still got common sense to know.
No, you still talking about love. I ain't talking about that. I'm talking about the interaction with people. Like, it's
but what do you mean the interaction with people?
Because maybe I just missed something that you said, but you was like, what's the point of living if you're not loving on people? I was like, what?
Well, I mean, I'm just saying, I ain't gonna say just loving on people, but I am saying, like,
I'm saying all this. People.
Like, come on now, like, let's, like, not be crazy about it. Like, you're here with millions and billions of people. So how can
you
really think that you were supposed to be here to be confined to these four walls and nobody else but yourself?
I'm not saying
that. And then you came you came from somebody.
I'm not saying that. I'm just saying, do you think people today trust each other too much?
Hell no. Not like they used to. But shit, how can you trust a motherfucker really in today's society? That's what I'm saying. But I'm also saying, like, okay, I trust myself enough to know I know how to pick people who I can and cannot trust. And the people who I have around me, there is some type of love on some type of level for these individuals that's around me. Like, I just don't have no anybody. Like, at my age now, I don't have just anybody hanging around me and shit. Who you got hanging around you?
No fucking body.
Your family. What about
my
your sister?
My nieces and my nephews.
Exactly, and don't you love them now?
Yes.
Exactly. What so I'm saying, the closest people that's to you.
We talking about two
you.
Different things now.
Next subject. What's look, the next subject?
We talking about two different things. But yeah, look, I spoke on the takeout shit.
Sad.
That shit was sad.
I hate you.
Where the fuck was I? Oh yeah, to seeing the potential in a nigga. We was talking about that.
Yeah, we over with that shit though. Like shit.
I just never.
But you
understood
know though,
that.
Ain't nothing wrong with seeing potential in somebody. But shit, they gotta see it for themselves.
I never understood that. Like, are you looking at a nigga like, damn, that nigga playing basketball? Maybe he can go to the NBA.
Not me personally, but shit, I know bitches do. Will look at a nigga like that if they got something that they can gain. Yeah, I do know bitches that'll do some shit like that.
Okay, that make more sense, because if it was that love shit, I was like, hold on.
Yeah, I know a lot of bitches that be doing shit like that. But listen, they still be in love, though, after 3-5 days.
Hey, look, is cheating a deal breaker for you? Like, if a person cheat on you, it's just you don't want to hear nothing. It's over.
At my age, yes. I ain't gonna lie though. And now where I'm, yes, I'm not fucking with that shit at all. Like, honestly, like, you don't gotta explain. Like, if I have key evidence that dick and pussy was together, I'm not dealing with that type of shit no more. Ever in life, okay? And I also don't believe that every nigga cheat though. I do believe that some niggas do cheat shit, but shit, I don't believe every nigga cheat, but some niggas they do be cheating. And yeah, that's what man. You call a serial cheater.
And every dude don't cheat, especially black men don't cheat.
Now you need to stop promoting that type of shit.
I ain't come up with that though.
You just said it, and this is a platform. Do not ever say that shit again. Cause
black men don't cheat, man, you know what I mean?
But all I know is bitches who date black men and they all cheat.
Get you a white dude then, bitch.
I ain't saying we need to get
a
white
dude. I'm talking
to
your friend.
Shit, I'm saying shit, if I did have friends who were with white men, I'd be able to speak on that. But I can only really speak on black men because that's all I know, shit. And a lot of
black never dated
men,
a white dude?
We literally talked about this last time. No.
Oh, I forgot my
I've never dated a white dude, ever. You know, we just don't see eye to eye.
That white man give you what you're looking for, man. They crawl on all fours, all that weird shit. White dude's weird, man.
When
shit, I done heard about white boy, don't make no sense.
When you look at me, do you see me as a person that'll be crawling on all fours?
I said the white boy will.
Oh, he'll be crawling on all fours?
Hell yeah.
I want to take that type of shit. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I know you're like that. I'm trying to put you down.
I'm like that type of shit. Like, I really want a man to cater to me. I said that last time, though.
Let me ask you this, then.
Period.
Should a man's whole world revolve around his woman?
No, but...
You want that, though?
No, I'm going to say this. If you single, no. Hell no. If you in a relationship... And especially if y'all got kids, I think that the more you pump into her and make her feel good about herself, because listen, we all know that women do lead with their emotions. And I do feel the more positivity, reassurance that you can pump into her, the more the household, most definitely. And she can pump that into you and the kids. But on an individual level, if you're not in a relationship and you most definitely not looking for no relationship or something like that, no. I'm like, no, you shouldn't be doing that. But I think that the woman should do the same thing, though. Like, if you're in a relationship with a man, I think that the more you pump positivity into him and reassurance into him that shit... You ain't doing nothing. You ain't got no business doing. Why he going out there making the money or whatever the case may be? Shit, y'all gonna have a good little foundation.
Oh no, I couldn't do it. I know some dudes that
because you don't want to be in that type of situation.
You can't be my whole world, man.
They don't have to be your whole world, but it's just like this. If you were to settle down and have a wife and kids, then what else? What else is there? Is your world like you got another world or something you living in, my nigga? Like, we all need time to ourselves, but you, this is your world. This is especially something that you created, your child. This is the world. This is something that you created. You gotta be 100% into that shit. I ain't saying you don't need to go do some one-on-one time with yourself, because everybody needs to do that type of shit. But especially if you got kids and a family, like, yeah, that's your whole world.
Yeah, I can see the family.
Until they get out there and create their own world.
I'm talking about the chick.
Like, look. No, if you end, if you, you personally.
No, not me personally. Don't use me. look. Because look, this is what I'm saying. Like, you ever follow somebody on social media and every day, all day, they hurt by this person or stuck by this person? And it looked like, damn, motherfucker, did you go to work today? Like, what did you do today? You've been whining about this person all day.
I try to stay away.
Yeah, I just got back on Facebook, but I ain't got no friends. I don't want to see this shit.
You know, even though I do be on Facebook, like, I don't really be invested, like, that much.
I hate Facebook.
Yeah, like, everybody on there fake as fuck, and they just be promoting just, you know, fake shit, you know. And they want to be like each other.
I've been deleting friend requests, nigga. I don't want no friends.
I don't even answer friend requests at this stage in life. Unless you're on my other Facebook page, you know, where I'm promoting my YouTube channel. I stay on their Facebook page.
Yeah, man, tell them your YouTube channel.
You know what? It's word of mouth with your girl Princess. Okay, you can follow me up on Facebook and Instagram. And you know, I do got some other things that I'm trying to most definitely put out there. But I'm gonna give it a little minute. I'm trying to navigate on these two platforms first, and then, you know, expand.
So look, back to what we were saying, like, I could be wrong, but I would assume, how unattractive is it for a woman to see a man on social media complaining about a bitch all day? I be seeing some chicks liking this shit, sharing this shit.
That's cause that's the type of nigga they looking for. They be like, oh, he's so emotional about the pussy.
Yeah, but I'm like, you want a nigga that emotional?
That's like some insecure type shit, really, to me, because why the fuck you on here putting all this shit out there?
Man, the nigga gonna kill the family, kill himself.
Like, why y'all putting? That's too far. You seen that nigga put some shit out there like that before?
Man, I've been seeing that shit on social media since I've been on it.
I don't be looking at shit like that. I swear to God, I must not be scrolling correctly. I be seeing some niggas put some shit out there like bitches ain't shit. You know,
I follow them too. I get away from them too.
But I ain't never seen a nigga that be like, I want to kill myself.
Nigga, always mad at the bitch. Nigga, you damn, did you fuck something? When last time you fucked something?
I be feeling like they just be insecure ass niggas.
I do be cracking on bitches though on social media.
What kind of bitches you be cracking on? What you be seeing?
Just random shit. Like, I see some shit.
Would you
especially on Halloween? It was a bitch dressed up like one of them motherfucking what's the name of that movie just came out?
Wakanda.
No, the other one.
The other one.
It's pretty much the same shit, different title, pretty much. The
Lady
Black King,
Adam.
Woman
King. I never saw that
movie. I think she was dressed up like one of them, or one of the Black Panther motherfuckers. Look,
but you went for sure.
I don't know. I just know she was dressed up in a funny looking costume, and I think the bitch shaved her head, bald headed, right? She actually shaved her head. I shared that shit, nigga, and I laughed at it. I put a whole bunch of laughing emojis in my story. That's pretty much all I do on Instagram. Share shit to the story. Laughing. And then the bitch, she ain't like that shit.
Damn.
But I do shit like that. But I ain't, but like, that's the far as I go, is like, as far as cracking on the bitch. I crack on your ass.
Man, I take that shit personal too, though. But I mean, I guess, you know.
She just looked funny. Like, I would.
But you know, listen, bitches is sensitive. You gotta be posting a bitch up on Facebook.
She thought she was 5'2". She had two swords and shit.
She thought she probably was a badass bitch. Then she over here promoting, you know.
She was pretty too, though.
Black shit.
She was pretty, though.
Then why the fuck you had the fucking laughing emojis?
The bitch looked crazy with that bald ass head, trying to look like them folks in that goddamn movie.
She was in character.
I should have looked at, I gotta go back on her page. I bet that bitch had a wig on next day.
She probably did. You come on, I know she ain't shaved her hair for real.
She shaved her motherfucking head, man. Look, I kept looking. I was like, man, I'm trying to see if she had that, like, the shit you could put on your head, like they do in the movie type shit.
Yeah,
The bitch was actually a ball head.
I can't shave my hair. I ain't gonna lie. I did it a few times, but I ain't ever just went bald. Like, that's some shit I just can't do.
So you say you unfollowing that nigga that be complaining about the bitch on Facebook?
I mean, if a nigga is doing all that, yeah, we like. But you know, honestly, I don't really be up on Facebook looking at what people post and shit. But if I seen a nigga complaining, just like what if I see a bitch complaining too much about a nigga and shit, like, look, I'm finna unfollow your ass.
Like, look,
you throwing off my vibe.
Like, I don't know if the bitch got the good pussy or she take care of the nigga. Which one you think it be most of the time?
Shit, do it matter?
Yeah, it matter.
No, the fuck it don't matter. Especially if you seen it on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, tweeting about a bitch. Like, come on, my nigga. Pick up your fucking balls. Okay. What are you doing? You think that's okay for a man to be seen here talking about a bitch on social media? Over and over again.
I mean, unless you're cracking on the bitch.
Like, what if this nigga was posting like one post an hour about a bitch? Like, that's extreme.
It's different.
You need your shit revoked.
It's different if he cracking on the bitch. If he
it don't even
the
matter if
up.
It's funny though. I don't give a fuck.
If it's funny, nigga, if you send
cause
him,
that nigga hurt as fuck. Cause who the fuck
hurt?
Who doing all this if you ain't hurt? Nigga, you gotta be hurt as hell.
Man, you can see the hurt, man. I be seeing the hurt, man.
Yeah, I don't like that shit. I unfollow.
You know the way you can react on the statuses and shit, like that motherfucker.
And I be laughing at this nigga. That's what I'm finna be. That's my reaction.
No, them bitches be grabbing. You know the one
they be
grabbing the little heart.
Shit.
They be
like,
caring
oh
and shit.
Oh my goodness! Come over here. I can do you way better than she can.
I be like, what the fuck?
Them be the thirsty hoes.
They like
that
shit.
God. Them hoes they be up in the comments. Them hoes be thirsty as fuck. Cause this nigga sitting here talking about a bitch, and you up in the comment talking about come over here, I can do you better, or the grass is greener on the other side type shit. They don't even be knowing the fucking situation, but want to come in on some shit. This nigga could have beat the fuck up out of this girl, and she done left his ass, and they over here, I can do you way better, baby. They don't know what the fuck they done just agreed to. Don't know the situation. That's why people need to mind their fucking business on social media.
Hey, you know who? Shit, this is off topic, but nigga, this is what my sister called me about.
Oh, Lord.
You know? No, I want to see what you think. Hey, you know the girl, Krishan Rock?
You don't want me to come in on this shit.
Man, yes, I do. Hey, do you know who she is? Her and Blueface? You know Blueface.
I know Blueface, and I know her. The girl with the missing tooth. That's like... She do too much. I don't like her. I'm not gonna lie. I just do not like her. I think she doing too much. I think he doing too much. They both chasing clout, and they both just look really stupid as hell. But then as a woman, like, girl, you look even stupider because, I mean, I just feel like this. Like, this man had a platform. Uni came on his platform. She got about 5 tattoos of this nigga all over her fucking body.
Man, she got 2 of them on her neck.
Like,
I'm like,
she
what the
pregnant
fuck?
And shit. All that crazy type shit. Like, that shit is toxic as fuck.
Today's episode is sponsored by Atlanta Sports Trap, located at 5615 Memorial Drive, Stone Mountain, Georgia, 30088. Atlanta Sports Trap is your number one shop for all your sports apparel and your sports accessory needs. When it comes down to sports jerseys, man, they got it all. From NBA, NFL, MLB, NCAA, down to MLS. Now, if they don't have it, all you gotta do is put in a request for whatever jersey you want. But just know this now. Once you put in that request, say my name, you gotta prepay. Yeah, you gotta prepay. They got the Michelin S throwbacks, the Nike City Edition, Nike on field, Cooperstown. Look here, bro. If you name it, they got it. Players jerseys who you forgot about, like Steve Francis, Latrell Sprewell. Yeah, the nigga that choke niggas. Tim Hardaway. Yeah, all that. You know they got the legends now. They got Michael Jordan. You know that. But check this out. Not 23, 45. Yeah, 97 NBA Finals. You know what I'm talking about? Or the Allen Iverson Georgetown jersey. You know they got that. Yeah, they got any Kobe Bryant jersey you need now. That black one with the Los Angeles. Yeah, the cursive letters. Yeah, that 96 thing. Yeah, man, I had one there when I was 16. I stole it, but it was mine. That's a whole nother story. Shipping is always free. And it's shipped the same day, if not the next, that's guaranteed. USPS first class shipping, unless you order 3 or more items. Then it's shipped 2-day priority. That's right, my nigga, 2 days. Now, you can follow them on Instagram at SportsTrapATL. That's SportsTrapATL for the niggas that can't spell. You can also hit them up on Facebook at Atlanta Sports Trap. You gotta stay tuned for the new items and the new sales that they got coming soon. They're gonna be giving away a bunch of giveaways too now, so y'all make sure y'all turn them goddamn notifications on. Now here's the best part about the whole thing. You know you can get something off my name, you know what I'm saying? Hey, when you check out, use the promo code TDFM and you're gonna get 10% off. Yeah, you know me, nigga. One of the few niggas you walk in the trap, you say my name, you might get shit for free. Atlanta Sports Trap, located at 5615 Memorial Drive, Stone Mountain, Georgia. Man, y'all gotta go holler at them, man. Go check the IG out, man. Everything fire. You know what I'm talking about? Shit, back to the show.
Who she got beat up by?
By Blueface.
Damn, he beat her up. And she wanna go back.
My sister was saying she was with the nigga just when...
That bitch is crazy. That shit right but there. But look, about.
You seen that nigga Diddy had the bitch at his birthday party?
He was really telling her, look, dog, when you come to this motherfucking party, you better act like you got some fucking sense. Don't be drinking too much, throwing up, need somebody to carry you up out this bitch.
I think Puff trying to turn out. He trying to get his
bitch.
Listen,
the bitch is probably already turned out. On every episode or something I seen, she drunk. She can't handle herself. The bitch probably already been turned out. What he said was, this a fucking elegant party, okay? Don't come up in here with that fucking bullshit. Peace and love. He hit her with the peace and love. She tried to shake his hand. He really didn't want to shake her hand.
I'm willing to bet money that grime ass nigga from Harlem ain't say that shit.
Man, I'm willing to bet money he said that shit. Don't come up in here acting no motherfucking fool.
Hell no, I think he's trying to turn her out. With young
if
Miami.
He was going
to
listen, if what he did it really wanted to turn her out, he ain't finna go whisper that shit in her ear. Shit, he going to have somebody else be like, listen, you going to spend
the
night.
Oh, it was a
video. You could spend the night. I know. And what he was whispering in her, it was
I'm
missing.
Asking you if it was a video. I ain't see it.
If it was a video where he walked up. Well, I don't know if he walked up to her or she was over or she walked up to him, but it was a video. And he was basically talking to her. He whispered something in her ear. I don't know if he whispered something in her other ear or gave her a kiss or whatever the case may be. But the interaction looked like he was basically telling her, listen, come up here and act like you got some fucking sense.
What you think? Okay, you don't like Rashawn Rock. What you think about Young Miami?
What's wrong with Young Miami?
I'm asking you what you think about Young Miami. I like Young Miami.
I love Young Miami. It's Young Miami, bitch. Nah, I like Miami. I ain't gonna lie. I like her little, what that shit called that she got? Her little interview shit, podcast shit,
her
whatever
show?
It is. Yes, I like
it. I can't watch that shit.
I like that shit. I ain't gonna lie.
I like how she look. I can't listen to her talk too much.
Well, you know, listen, she look better with her mouth closed.
Ooh, what I was about to say? You gotta get you a nigga like Puff.
I don't want a nigga like Puff.
What?
Hell no.
Man, you smoking dope. See, you don't be listening.
No, I do be listening. Listening to too much. Man, I heard way too many speculations about Puff. I don't ever want to be locked in a house with this nigga. Fuck that. Like, listen, that type of shit that... Hell
no. Nah. No, not the nigga you was just talking about, delicate part. Not the delicate part, nigga.
No, I didn't tell him. But listen, come on now. This is Puff. He not finna be around nobody acting no fucking fool. Ain't nobody finna be around Puff Daddy acting no fucking fool, getting drunk, intoxicated, can't handle they fucking liquor. So, yes, I do believe he probably told her, listen, you better act like you got some motherfucking common sense in this bitch. You will get it escorted out, bitch. Like, yes,
ooh,
but I don't want to be locked in no fucking house with no motherfucking P. Diddy. Hell no. Nah. Puff Daddy, P. Diddy, none of that shit.
Man, you better go get that chick.
Nah. What kind of chick is that? That's type of chick you just don't want to go get.
That's why I was asking you if you like Young Miami. She know how to go get that chick.
Oh, baby, listen. Oh, she know how to get the chick. She used to that type of shit. I'm not that type of bitch, baby. That's one chick, baby. I just would not be going to go get. I'm not the type of bitch.
Look, you said you wouldn't fuck with a street dude. You know, the rappers, they say that's the most dangerous job in the world.
Man,
a rapper?
But is it really the dangerous job in the world?
I don't know.
I mean, they getting popped off now, but shit, come on now.
Man, that shit they going through, I couldn't imagine.
What you mean you couldn't imagine? You ain't never... Come on,
why
now.
Why the fuck?
I used to stay in the quarters. You know how many niggas then got killed from a fucking dice game? Like, come on now.
That shit
happened all the fucking time.
Nigga shit.
Like, that's not even trying to be like not caring of the situation. But shit, what's happened to rappers is what happened everywhere over the hoods, nigga. Like, now shit, they just popping fucking rappers. You got niggas from the hoods now going in, mingling with these niggas that's got money. They probably popped a few niggas. They want to get a check. Who knows what's going on? I don't know, but I don't look at rap niggas as like something that I would like I need in my life. Unless I wanted a fucking check or some shit. Like, you know. And then, like I said, like, what are you signing your life over for?
They don't even gotta go through that shit, man.
I'd rather go get me a fucking CEO or some shit than go get a fucking rapper. I don't want that type of shit.
That nigga Puff, man, I just told you.
No, he used to be a rapper. What are you talking about? He's a producer. What are you talking about?
No, Puff want no rapper.
Puff want to be in everybody's shit, doing his little diddy bopping shit. Hell no. Mm-mm. And then I heard he used to play with little...
Oh, man, come on, believe that shit? Hey, you can't talk on here like...
We can't say that shit. Make sure you edit that out there.
Yeah, man, we ain't gonna.
Make sure you edit that out. Come on, man. I mean, listen, they said that about a lot of people from his little, you know.
All the people like who? Y'all already said.
Biggie.
Y'all already said who?
Biggie.
They said Biggie was on it too.
I ain't gonna say he was on it, but when he a part of, like, you know. He was a part of the shit, you know, and it, I'm not gonna lie. If you go back and read some or listen to some shit from back then, you would listen to see what they were saying. Somebody said he got it. He even got it up in his song or some shit. I don't know.
He used to say some wild shit.
Exactly, but who the fuck saying that type of shit?
That nigga.
And you gotta be doing this shit.
Not really.
When? Why the fuck would you say some shit like that? Would you be saying that type of wild shit? Exactly. Like, stop trying to give these niggas a pass.
Biggie, my favorite rapper.
I don't give a fuck. R.I.P. the Biggie shit.
Oh, shit.
That's just, listen, I don't know if this is true or not. This is just what I've heard or listened to. So, you know, I cannot confirm nor deny. But shit, it is what it is. If it is true, like, I don't want to be around nobody like this.
Boy, that shit funny than a motherfucker.
I wouldn't want to be around nobody like that.
You think Krishan Rock should fuck with Puff, though?
Yeah.
Why? Well, why it's good for her, but not good for you, though?
It's not good for me because
you
obviously...
You better than Krishan
Rock?
No,
baby. Obviously, I'm not trying to seek attention, and obviously, she want to seek attention.
So, you're saying you're not better than Krishan Rock?
What you mean?
I'm just saying.
I don't compare myself to nobody. Oh, if I'm better than her or none, I don't even know her.
You're supposed to say you is better.
No, I'm not going to say that because I don't even know her. But all I can say is the shit that I see that she does, like, I wouldn't be doing that shit. But, you know, I can't say I ain't never did no crazy shit, though. Especially when I was young. I used to get drunk and do a lot of crazy shit.
You ain't supposed to tell these people that shit.
No, you got to be honest with that shit. That's why I'm sitting here judging her ass because I done did that shit before. But now at my age, I wouldn't be doing no shit like that. But she like doing crazy shit. Didn't she just have like a little fight and shit, her and Blueface with her daddy?
Blueface knocked her daddy out.
I couldn't be with nobody that did.
Let me ask you this. Speaking, because I talked about that Blueface shit. Mm-hmm. Do you think it's mandatory if you with somebody, you got to be cool with their family? Like, you got to fuck with their family?
To a certain extent. Because then look at that situation. Like, look at that situation. But that whole situation just seemed like clout chasing. I'm not going to lie. It just seemed like it's overhyped. Look, it's blew up for no
reason. Let me ask you this. If you had a boyfriend, y'all used to fight all the time. You done called your dad on them and everything. Would you take this nigga around your dad?
No, but why would I be with somebody like that?
No, that ain't what I'm saying. I'm just asking. Like, I don't understand what Blueface was doing there.
I mean, yes, because shit, I can't tell you how many times I done talked on the phone with my mama about a nigga and shit. If I still had her around this nigga, then shit, like, hell. Most of the time, we do call our parents, but it's most of the time your parents know how to mind their business. Hopefully, shit. My mama, she don't overstep her boundary. And I call her and talk to her ass about everything. So, yeah, because at the end of the day, like, that's my mom. Now, my daddy, I can't say the same thing because we don't have that type of relationship. But, yeah, like, you're going to have to get along with my mother because that's my mother. Like, she brought me in this motherfucker. But my mom is not a bad person to be around, hang out around. Like, my mama don't overdo nothing. She really just a nice southern young lady. She like to bake homemade shit. You know, she one of them type of moms. So, I've never, matter of fact, anybody that I didn't talk to probably like my mama way more than they like me. So I ain't never had that issue. But yeah, I think at least, especially your immediate family, like if you don't like my sister, like, nah, we can't. it ain't gonna work because that's my sister and I'm not gonna not have her around me just because you don't like her. And then I don't want to know what the fuck you don't like about my sister, like, you know.
So it's mandatory. So
for me, yeah, that's a personal, like, for me it's mandatory that you gotta get along.
Your dude gotta fuck with your family.
No, it don't gotta be the whole extended family. My mama and my sisters, definitely. That's like a no. Like, it ain't gonna work if you don't get along with them. Or at least just have some level of, like, respect for them. Because that's my mom and my sisters. Like, period.
I don't know if they feel the same way about me, baby.
But that's how I feel. Like,
I ain't saying they got to be disrespecting them, but...
But what, I'm saying, you know...
What if he don't want to go to, like, the family reunion and shit like that?
Then that's okay.
Oh, okay.
That's okay. I mean, I wouldn't be, you know... But it can't be, like... You don't never show up. You don't never pop up for the family shit, you know? Because then, yes,
no, I'm talking about never. Whatever, nigga, ain't doing
don't
nothing.
Never. Oh, yeah, it's a problem. It's a problem, though. But I think that you need to make sure that you be with somebody who is
family-oriented
or at least don't mind playing that part.
What if the nigga ain't trying to make you do shit with his family, though?
That's...
He don't care about that.
I don't know, because I never been... That's how my... Damn, why you... I was going to say that's how my baby daddy was. That's how my baby daddy kind of is, though. Like, you know, it's just him and his mommy and his sister. So, they don't really got a lot of family. So, it wasn't really never no pressure, like, on that. But, I mean, I hung around his mama a lot. So, you know, it wasn't that. But, like, you got to most definitely. I ain't saying you got to be just family oriented. But, I don't know how I feel about a nigga who just don't never want to be around his family. Especially your mama. Like, what's going on? I want to know.
What if a nigga mama crazy a motherfucker?
If she crazy no motherfucker, then I understand. But if ain't nothing wrong with this lady, and you don't want to be around your mama ever, something wrong with you.
I ain't never fucked with the chick family. Never.
So basically, you saying you just one of them niggas?
The only time I... When I was with my baby mama, only time I seen her family was at my daughter's birthday party. Damn. That's it.
See, I can't yet. We wouldn't get along because, baby, listen, I be at the house. I be cooking on Sundays. I want my mama to pull up. I want my sister to pull up. Baby, we hanging around. We doing bald head ho shit. We talking about niggas. You know, like, that's mandatory. You know, big mama energy, that type of shit. That's mandatory that we got to do that type of shit. So, I don't know, baby, because, yeah. That's why I said my mom and my sisters, it's like, that's a deal breaker for me because I want to be around my family. At least them, my mom and my sisters, I'm like, yeah. And you have to be comfortable. Like, they might want to come over there and come get in the bed. You need to scoot the fuck over.
Hold on. You say your sister might want to come get in the bed with who?
With us. You need to scoot over. She might come up in the house. We in the bed or something. You know, we ain't got up or whatever. And she like, bitch, scoot over. I'm going to tell you to scoot over so she can get up in the bed and sit down. Or lay down. Whatever the case may be. I ain't saying no weird shit, but I'm just painting a scenario of
how me and my sisters and my mama are.
So, yeah. You got to be comfortable, baby. You got to be real comfortable. Somebody may open the door and see something.
Hell no.
That's my family.
If it ain't the goddamn kids, nigga, you better...
I hope it ain't the kids. I ain't never wanted to hear no shit like that. I ain't never ever wanted to walk in my mama's room and see...
No. I'm talking about the come get in the bed part.
Nigga, bye.
What?
Nigga, bye.
Man, if you don't get your grown ass on my motherfucking bed.
What's wrong with that?
Man, if you don't get your motherfucking...
Baby, we might have a pillow fight or some shit. You just never know. Man. That's fam. You got to be comfortable around the family, honey. Because shit, I go to my mama's house and get in my mama bed.
It's different.
What if my mama come over and we up in the bed and shit, and she come up in there, I'm laying down up in the bed, and we start talking and shit, and I'm like, here, mama, come get up in the bed. Come sit down on the bed. Like, what you...
I'll probably get up. Y'all can have the bed.
But what if you need to be present for the conversation?
I can get up out the bed.
You gotta get up out the bed.
I don't know. I just.
It's a weird shit to you.
Like, man, hold up. Even if I come to the house, nigga go in his room, like, hold on, what the fuck your mama doing in my motherfucking bed, fam?
Oh, no. Hell no. Shit. Hell no.
Nah, man.
Next question.
Hell no. I ain't even got nothing else on this one.
We just not gonna get it. We ain't gonna agree on this shit. But, so okay, so you don't have nothing else to talk about.
Look, I just think, like, nigga, when I be seeing a lot of relationships be fucked up because motherfucker be listening to their family members and the family be in the business. And
some people do, but I mean, you know, you can't really tell nobody who they can and can't listen to. Shit, I always say this, like, I'm not gonna lie, I only have people around me that I can, like, get knowledge from or information from. Like, the people around me are my counsel. Okay? Not counsel, but counsel. So, I look to them when I need advice or whatever. Like, I'm not going to have nobody around me that I can't get no advice from them. And that's my family, most definitely. Especially my mom and my sister. And it's the same way for them. So, I'm big on the family. Huge. Big, big energy. But this... Before we do stop, because I know everybody ready to wrap it up, this is what I really wanted to ask you about. How you feel about what's going on with, what's his name, Kyrie?
Kyrie Irving?
Yes.
Oh, shit.
What you think? Why you say it like that?
That's part of the reason why I ain't want to do no shows for the rest of the year. I ain't want to talk about Kyrie. I ain't want to talk about
Kanye. Why you don't want to talk about it, though?
Because motherfuckers always say I'm extreme and shit anyway. First of all, the Kyrie Irving ain't do shit wrong.
He showed in.
Listen, I just watched Draymond Green punch his fucking teammate, knock him the fuck out at practice, my nigga. With Draymond too. He was supposed to punch that nigga. For some reason, I think he was right for punching that nigga. I don't know what happened.
But still, just the hypocrisy, basically.
Yeah, I ain't like that. And it's all because some motherfuckers don't want people to know the truth about some shit.
And you know what? Really, that's really what it was. And you know, man, listen, I got into it with somebody bad about this shit.
I'm not a religious person.
I'm not a religious person.
I don't read the Bible and all that shit like that. But I know what I know, my nigga. I did my research. I know what I know. I ain't really gonna get into all of that. But because I like my money too. You feel me? But
damn, you a sellout too?
No, I ain't no motherfucking sellout. I just said what I said pretty much. But I'm just not gonna go no deeper. You can't be mad at somebody for telling the motherfucker truth because you don't want the world to know what's going on because you like your power and all that shit. Really, that's cool.
But then again, did he really tell the people what's going on, or did he just really give them some research that they can go and look up?
Every time
he ain't said nothing. He posted a link.
Everybody that get in trouble like that is because somebody don't want everybody to know something. That's all I got to say.
And then you got niggas all these people for the same. That's why everybody get in trouble. Degrading this man. All these people that spoke out against him.
They some hoes.
Even LeBron James. LeBron, and I ain't going to lie.
I already said, listen, LeBron James my favorite basketball player. But he the most bitch ass nigga in the NBA. I done already said that. Of all time, he do the most bitch made shit ever. He can get you kicked off the team. He can get you kicked on the street. He can get you kicked on the street, nigga.
I most definitely wanted to see what your
time. But Kyrie ain't do shit wrong.
I don't think he did nothing wrong. I had to go, like, looking. I'm trying to figure out what the hell he said.
The way they put it
out there was he was promoting, or he said some anti-Semitic stuff. He was saying he hate Jews. I went to go look. I ain't find nothing. I got into it with somebody bad about this shit. I swear to God, they called me literally, I want to say like a few hours later. They was like, you know what? I got to apologize because I went and looked that shit up, and that shit ain't even true at all. And I'm just like, look, you gotta don't follow what the hell people telling you what's going on. Cause people will lie to you right in your face and tell you some shit.
Just like Kanye, I'm finished with that nigga Kanye. But what he said, he wasn't lying either.
Yeah, I don't think I ain't gonna say I ain't never really promoted Kanye or supported Kanye, but I really haven't.
I can't support him no more.
I really haven't, but you know, some of the things that he is saying now, it really just speak to almost some of the things that Kyrie basically really trying to say.
And now that we brought it up, I go ahead and speak on Kanye.
You brought it up.
Fuck it then, me then. I don't mind it being about me. Listen, the nigga Kanye West, he ain't lie either, and I always ride with Kanye. But what you ain't finna keep doing, my nigga, you ain't finna keep shitting on us when you trying to be cool with them, and them is a certain crowd of people. It ain't the small hats and the bankers.
So tell me what you don't like about Kanye.
Kanye West.
You like something specific Kanye that he West, did or said.
Kanye West is a bitch ass nigga because, yeah, he's a bitch ass nigga. Niggas, I'm riding on bitch ass niggas today. Bitch ass niggas. That's why I asked you all them questions. I've been wondering what's wrong with these niggas. But listen, Kanye West, he ain't lie about nothing. I don't even understand what they apologizing for. What you apologize for?
They apologize because shit, they gotta look. I feel like this.
They gotta
there
do
are
what?
Certain big heads at the top of all these companies that are pretty much the same people. I think that's pretty much what Kanye and Kyrie was saying, basically. At the end of the day, and especially in America, it's only ran by a certain few people. And so if you don't get along with these people, or if you are seeing something that's waking up, especially the black community, or something that could wake up individuals, that's not what they promoting over here. That's not what they stand for over here. They can say, I mean, Lee, I feel like this. They can say whatever they want to say about Kyrie and all that shit or whatever, really trying to dehumanize this man, making him put out statements and saying that they don't believe his apology. How the fuck you know what's in somebody's heart?
Man, the nigga shouldn't apologize in the first
place.
I
wouldn't apologize.
You wouldn't even be going through none of this.
Nigga,
if I was Kyrie
Irving. But shit,
Irving,
you got to, because then shit, they really going to come after you and take down everything.
Bro, that's the whole thing.
I mean, I'm not saying this right or not. But look at how many, especially look at the LeBron James. You got the Stephen A. You got the, who else is it that's all up on like that ESPN platform? You got all these brothers really speaking out, telling this man, oh, you need to apologize. I think I seen somebody, Shannon Sharp, saying some shit like that. And Skip and shit. Like, you got all these people literally coming at you, black people supporting the shit that they really saying about this man. They really finna derail him. And so it's almost like, nigga, if you don't want your dick cut off, and it's really what it is, because what are you if you a man and you ain't got no dick? If you don't want your dick cut off, you need to come out here and do these things. And unfortunately, when they finna cut your dick off, you just gotta do some crazy shit. Some shit you don't wanna do, but shit. You know, I don't know.
Man.
That's all I can say about this situation.
Kyrie can stop playing basketball.
Yeah, he can stop. Because, hell, I seen his network. He worth $90 million.
Yeah, man. You can stop.
He got enough money to take care of him.
Billions of dollars.
Yeah, they got enough money. But that's the reason why they starting to speak out. I just wouldn't apologize for what I'm saying. But then, you don't know that situation. Because, like, if it is only a few people that really own America or really running things over here in America, and even though you're making $1 billion, my nigga, you making $1 billion, but you don't really own nothing over here in America. Nothing on that type of magnitude or platform to where you can't get hit.
Let me ask you this then. If you had $1 billion, can you live off that for the rest of your life?
Me? Hell yeah, I can live off that. I ain't even got $1 million now. But are you in that situation? If a nigga had your dick right now in his hand, finna cut your shit off, okay? And now you gotta do is say you sorry. I don't give a fuck what. A lot of niggas, they not finna get their dick cut off.
Man, you got it. Man,
because what is a man with no dick? Because what else are you here for if you ain't got a dick?
You gotta be around. You gotta be around that nigga for that nigga to do that shit to you. I ain't even finna be around.
I mean, I'm just saying. That's just an analogy of the whole situation and how they really have these men on these large platforms. Because yes, we looking at it like Kanye worth billions. Kyrie is worth millions, and these niggas can't stand up for nothing. But in that type of analogy, you can see how, like, what can you really say? Like, you just said what you really wanted to say. Nobody is gonna stand up for you or have your back, because look at everybody that's speaking out against you. And so, look, shit, what look, can you really
this,
do?
This all I'm saying.
You're still gonna get you
this. This all I'm saying is this. Nobody's really standing on nothing. Like, look, people always say this, and I don't even really want to bring this up, but I got to. It makes the most sense. Malcolm X didn't have no money. Martin Luther King didn't have no money.
Yeah.
You got $1 billion. If they look, you worth 11. If they take 10 of them, you got one left. You can't live off that for the rest of your life.
But she
$90 million.
If you dead, what the fuck are you gonna do with that $1 million
you
anyway?
You already got a ranch in the middle of Wyoming around no fucking
man,
body.
Ain't
you go
nowhere
to that
in America. You can't be touched by somebody that want to touch you. Okay,
listen. If they want to do that,
the government knows exactly what the fuck is going on in America everywhere.
Exactly. They can do all that. That's cool. That's understood. But you still got $1 billion. To go get your own security and fight that shit as much as you can. If you really finna take a stance, that's all I'm saying. But I said all that to say this.
All them companies is paid.
I said all that to say this though. If you know you're gonna be a bitch ass nigga and apologize, don't even put yourself in that position in the first place.
But damn, that's you don't know what the fuck they had against this nigga that's making him. Come on now, ain't nobody finna put nothing
Kyrie
out there.
Kyrie Irving, if you didn't know how far
it was gonna go. That's
if you telling me Kyrie Irving didn't knew they was gonna say something about that. Shit, I don't believe that at all.
I ain't saying that. I said I don't think he knew how far it's gonna. It was
I
going to go.
I think he know how far it's gonna go. I think that boy gonna eventually quit playing basketball.
Shit, he need to quit playing basketball because look at what they doing.
He trolled their ass with that shit. That's what I believe. And Kanye West gonna do it again too.
Hell, maybe they could go get Colin Kaepernick.
But all I'm saying is,
either three trilogies together somewhere in America. Hell, who knows?
All I'm saying is, they didn't even have to go through none of this. If you knew you was gonna apologize and not stand on it, you should have never did none of that. I was with you when you ain't do nothing wrong. I was with both of y'all. Y'all ain't do nothing wrong. But then you start apologizing like.
Come on, man.
You ain't even have to go through that. That's all I'm saying. Be like Shannon Sharp now, nigga.
I think it's just dropping jewels. You gotta drop them jewels whenever
and
you
gotta,
can.
And you gotta go with what gum. You gotta deal with what
because
with
you would rather drop a jewel and drop a link and have somebody that is actually being woke from a conversation than just don't say nothing at all. You gotta contribute something. Even if he did issue an apology, that post. He can delete that shit out he wants to. We already know what the fuck it was. Hell, I already went and looked up the damn book and shit up on Amazon. You can look that shit up. It's like $20 or some shit. You know, like that shit can never be deleted. Some people, you got to drop the jewels and hope that it'll wake somebody up or spark a conversation that will wake somebody up. Even if you do got to go back and issue an apology. But who else is dropping jewels? You got LeBron James over here holding his jewels because he don't want to drop them.
He doing more than an apology, man. Did you see that list of shit he
got
to do?
You want me to pull it up? Because you know I got it.
Okay,
I
pull it up.
I posted that shit.
Listen, that nigga got to meet with
I posted that.
The leaders and all that. I'm like, what the fuck is... Hell no, my nigga.
And that's how you know they got that nigga by the balls.
Hell no, my nigga.
That's crazy. That's what you know they dehumanizing this man in front of millions to see. And then you got people like LeBron James backing this up. So he has to apologize and condemn the movie that he basically tweeted out. Was it a tweet or a post on Instagram? I don't even know.
I know. I just
he
know
has to apologize and then condemn the movie. He has to donate $500,000 to anti-hate causes.
Okay, that's understandable. I knew that was coming.
Sensitivity training.
That's bullshit.
Anti-Semitic training.
Come on, man. That's bullshit.
He has to meet with the ADL and Jewish leaders.
That's the bullshit, man. I don't want to meet. I ain't even nobody,
and
man.
Then he got to meet with some dude named Joe. How do you say this? Tasia?
I don't know.
To demonstrate understanding. That he understands what he said. And that the movie was very... I don't know here. Because I ain't even seen the movie. But anyways... this is what they making this man go through. That's why I said, yeah, he do need to stop playing basketball. Come on now. I wouldn't do this shit.
Man, hell no.
I wouldn't
man.
Do this shit.
Hell no.
I don't even think, even if he do all of that shit, he still got to meet with, what's his name? The commissioner.
Oh, yeah.
He still got to meet with the commissioner to see if he's basically deemed worthy enough to come back. Like, get the fuck out of here.
Come on, man. If you would have known you was going to apologize and do all this shit, man, you should have never put yourself in this situation.
That shit funny.
Come on,
that
man.
That list is funny to me. I'm not going to lie. They're
going to do Kanye West worse than that. They ain't finished with Kanye West. When I seen Adidas stole his shoes and shit.
I seen this shit.
I was like, oh, shit.
I seen
it. They ain't done with you.
But you know shit. That's basically just them. Then you know shit. We own you.
Kick this money out the bank.
This is where your money, and that's how I really, that's the reason why Kyrie is getting done how he doing, because yeah, he got money that he getting from the NBA, but shit, then these niggas got sponsors and everybody that's sponsoring them, like all they gonna do is just start taking that nigga money away from him. And the same thing happened to Kanye, and the same thing happened to anybody that speak out. They always get drops from something. Like, as soon as they get dropped from one thing, everything gonna start trickling down. They get dropped from something else. But then they want to say that they don't want to tell you to just shut up and play basketball. But that's really what they saying, is just shut up and play basketball.
Damn, man.
And you know, that was a nice ass conversation.
Well, bye, ladies and gentlemen.
I play for keeps, the money, it keep chasing me. Ain't nobody phasing me, I'm serious, don't play with me. That pocket rocket, it stay on me. My plug tripping, he hate on me. His girl wanted, his girl wanted, she said, please wait on me. I'm sick and tired of this bullshit. You did me bad, I ain't do shit. You think I'm dumb, I ain't stupid, bitch. Where I'm from, we do ruthless shit. I'm fresh, I'm not new to this. It's a lifestyle, I'm cool with it. I'm the main attraction, I'm living lavish with a bad bitch above average. She talk nice, but she talk nasty. The top good. You know I'm smashed, I'm from Bolger. Not the ratchet, it's all love. I just make it happen, it's right, bitch. You know what's happening, I'm live, bitch. Lights, camera, action, fake handoff. Play action, touchdown, you know I'm packing.
Playing for keys, got me out here living fast. Got me suited up with that mask, I might catch it down real bad. Playing for keys, see, I done fell out with my plug. It'll never be what it was, it'll never be what it was. So playing for keeps it, don't plan on losing. For the rich and I don't plan on snooze. It's a cold world, but I'm used to it. My partner trying to cross me, I pray he don't do it. Gotta see the judge in a couple weeks. Hope he don't screw me.
Hope he don't screw me.
You know the state elusive, yeah, they quick to lose it. So I'ma stay reclusive till the pay inclusive. Not a bag reproducing. And the stress reducing. Fell in love with the black mask and the fast cash. The streets seduced me. I was on these niggas' ass, so ethical. Young nigga wasn't letting up. They was trying to fake on youngster, but they 4-5 wasn't letting them. Mama gave me the game, and I'm running with it.
I'm running with it.
Is the love real or fake nowadays? I can't tell the difference.
I don't know the difference.
So I fall back like a fadeaway, and they quick to say you changing. I just look them dead in their face, and I tell them I'm just
playing for keys. Got me out here playing cold. Got my ice sitting on swole. This my life forming in mold.
Playing for keys.
Got me running through these holes. Got my bankroll on swole. This my life, bitch, I'm on go.
Playing for keys.
Got me out here living fast. Got me suited up with that mask. I might catch it down real bad.
Playing for keys.
See, I done fell out with my plug. It'll never be what it was. It'll never be what it was.
Let me speak about some real shit. I've been in the field since I was real little. And I be the muscle nigga, just cause you gon' see me. Little bitch, I'm still here. Old bitch still hate my old ways. But the struggle what made a nigga. I got on my ass and I went and hit licks. I really think that shit was saved a nigga. Why these niggas, they speak on my name to these hoes. And they dab me up and try calling me bro. Fell back from some niggas, now who be with you? It just be me and my pistol. All black like I'm Kanye. I'm a dead broke, no entree. Going the wrong way, down the one way. Big diamonds on me like I'm Floyd Mayweather. I had to get my shit together, why? The licks that I hit, shit, I could've died. My brother went back and he fighting that time. I try to tell him, talk a time at the time. The love that I had, I ain't got it no more. My mama hit a lick and still down the road. Cap came home, real nigga for sure. If I ever lost a bag, I went got some more.
Got me out here playing cold. Got my ice sitting on swole. This my life forming in mold.
Playing for keeps.
Got me running through these holes. Got my bankroll on swole. This my life, bitch, I'm on go.
Playing for keeps.
Got me out here living fast. Got me suited up with that mask. I might catch it down real bad.
Playing for keeps.
See, I done fell out with my plug. It'll never be what.
playing for keeps.